What's the nutrient value of your hay? This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. I'm Dave Russell, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com. Mark Landefeld, Extension Educator in Monroe County, Ohio, says because 2015 was a challenging year for many to make hay, this is a good year to have that hay tested as the winter feeding season approaches.
A lot of years, or most years, it's probably beneficial for most guys to go ahead and test some of their hay just to get a good idea of the quality that's there in the hay. This year in particular, while there was considerable amount of poor quality hay made, some of the hay that was actually made was not nearly as bad as one might have thought, just from the timing of the calendar that it was made. So really just kind of another reason to go ahead and check that hay.
So we still have some time to have hay tested.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Guys can go ahead and from those bales that they have harvested, you can go ahead and most of the extension offices have what's called a Penn State forage sampler. It's just a tube that has some teeth on the end of it. Typically, you can run it off of a cordless drill, or you can run it off a brace bit type arrangement, and go ahead and drill into those bales, take samples, put those in a plastic bag, send those to the lab. Usually only takes 5 to 7 working days to get those analysis back from the lab. Hay analysis or forage analysis, depending where you have those tests done, usually is less than $25, and that can be relatively inexpensive in comparison to trying to guess at buying nutrients and then maybe not supplying enough or supplying too many and not really needing that much. So,
well, what about those with hay to sell? Good idea for them to have that hay tested?
Sure, yeah. If they have that analysis, it gives them a little better idea of what it is they're selling. And if they did get the hay made timely and really good quality, obviously, good quality hay is worth or should be worth more as far as a guy selling than a poor quality hay.
Mm-hmm. Mark Landefeld, Extension Educator in Monroe County, Ohio. Landefeld says that one thing to remember is that forage analysis results are only as good as the samples taken. That's Managing for Profit. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.